Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're back in our series of big Bible words. These words that we may hear in church a lot, but maybe we haven't ever had them explained to us. Today, our word is inspiration. The Bible is divided into two major sections, Old and New Testaments, 66 books, all of which were divinely inspired or breathed out by God. The Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guided the biblical authors into all the truth that He would want them to write. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." 2 Timothy 3:16, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training in righteousness." So the Bible says that biblical authors were carried along by the Holy Spirit. He didn't take over their personalities, but rather worked through their personalities. The writers were not robots who were in a trance and had no control. The Holy Spirit simply superintended the process. We believe that the Holy Spirit inspired not the ideas or thoughts of Scripture only, but the actual writing, so that the words written were the words of God. To disbelieve Scripture is to disbelieve God. To disobey Scripture is to disobey God in His Word. But you may be a smart Bible student and say, "Yeah, Cliff, but those Scriptures that you cited earlier are really only speaking of Old Testament documents. How do we know that the New Testament is inspired?" Well, that's a great question. When the New Testament writers utilized the word Scripture, they were using a very technical word that possessed a very narrow meaning to them. That particular word is used 51 times in the New Testament, and in all those usages, it's always referring to Old Testament writings. But there are two additional places where the word Scripture is used. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter puts Paul's writings in the same category of other Scripture. And then in 1 Timothy 5:18, Paul quotes Jesus' words recorded for us in Luke chapter 10, and he calls them Scripture. So in the first century, there was this awareness and a willingness to put other special writings into the category of Scripture. These writings had the marks and characteristics of God's words. The Bible is inspired by God. As you pray today, please remember David and Bethany Smart, our missionaries in Texas. Also, remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast heard in Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.